I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Wednesday, April 4. Coming up, marked improvements in school governance and management, government committed to reducing case backlog in courts, and $800 million earmarked to repair cane roads. The news in detail after this message.
When you take on McFashion, you can eat more than a food.
Do you have something new that you have developed or come up with that can benefit the whole away? Then enter the National Innovation Competition, win cash grants, business development support, and gain recognition for innovations and inventions. See the press for more details or contact the Scientific Research Council at 927-177124. Applications close on April 30.
Now the news. Minister of Education Senator Ruel Reid says there has been a notable improvement in school governance and management across the education sector. This as data from the latest National Education Inspectorate NEI report released earlier today indicated a 20% improvement in this performance category.
Improvements were evident in all sub-indicators, including school-based leadership, self-evaluation and improvement planning, governance and relationship with parents and the community. In this round of inspection, 71 schools or 52 primary and 19 secondary have improved to satisfactory and above ratings in leadership and management.
Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid. 189 schools were inspected during the last academic year to include 147 primary schools and 42 secondary schools across the six education regions. The inspectorate observed 10,000 lessons, administered 12,000 questionnaires, conducted 1,200 interviews, and reviewed 2,800 documents. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has again sought to allay fears that persons will be indiscriminately detained during the ongoing state of public emergency in the St. Catherine North Police Division. Mr. Holness says checks and balances exist in law to prevent the arbitrary issuing of detention orders by the Minister of National Security.
To deal with the matter of the detention orders, the Act requires that the Minister must satisfy himself, and that has a specific interpretation in law, which means that the minister would have to consult with competent authority, meaning in this case the Commissioner of Police or Chief of Defence Staff or both. So it is not a power that the minister could exercise in an arbitrary or discriminate way.
Mr. Holness was speaking in Parliament Tuesday, where the Emergency Powers No. 2 Regulations Continuance Resolution 2018 was approved in the House of Representatives. Under the regulations, a competent authority includes the Governor-General, Minister of National Security, Chief of Defence Staff, Commissioner of Police, Deputy Commissioner of Police, or the senior police officer in each parish. The regulations will govern the extended operations of the state of public emergency in the St. Catherine North Police Division. Justice Minister Delroy Chuck says the government is committed to implementing the systems necessary to reduce the time taken to dispose of court cases. This as a statistical report on case activities in Jamaica's Supreme and Parish Courts was tabled in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. The report, Mr. Chuck says, provides detailed information about the clearance rates of all courts and will inform efforts to eliminate the factors causing case backlogs.
The major finding of the study was that, on average, the disposal or clearance rate of cases is 49.7%. This rate ranges from 24% in the High Court and 97% in the Gun Court. There are matters across the divisions that were disposed of in less than 6 months. However, on average, it takes 2 years and 1 month for a case to be concluded.
Mr. Chuck adds that the annual statistical reports for the Supreme Court and Parish Courts for 2017 have been published on the Supreme Court website at supremecourt.gov.jm. And $800 million has been allocated for the 2018-19 financial year to improve farm roads across the island, up from $500 million in the previous year's budget. Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Audley Shaw says the increased allocation is indicative of the government's commitment to significantly increase the country's overall agricultural output.
I've already made it abundantly clear that my mission is to unleash the latent potential of agriculture, to strengthen the linkages between agriculture, manufacturing and tourism, thus contributing to growth in the economy and enhancing rural development and prosperity for our farmers.
Mr. Shaw was speaking at the launch of Farmers Month on Tuesday at the Jamaica Agricultural Society's Church Street headquarters in Kingston. Farmers Month is being observed under the theme, Grow What We Eat, Eat What We Grow. Activities for the month will include a church service, workshops, and the Farm Queen coronation. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.